Hello.
Hey, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi. I just
Hi.
have a quick question. What is the email to you guys so I can get my, like, I have $200 in credit with you guys, but I can't find any emails or anything to actually use my credit.
Hold on, just can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account mail?
63123.
You said 63?
Yes, 63123.
Okay. Hold on, just a second. And can you verify that first and last name on that account?
Savannah English.
No, bear with me just a second. Hold on, bear with me just a second, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the account.
Okay.
Okay, it's not. Hold on just a second. Can you spell that last name for me?
English, just like the language.
English? Okay, hold on just a second. And can you provide me with that first name in the spelling?
Silvana.
You said Silva.
Na, yes.
Okay, thank you for the information. I'm not pulling up an account because I did it through your phone number, zip. Do you have like the last four of your card in the first six?
I changed cards by now, but I actually just spoke with somebody about this, and she said it's customer something something, and I should have gotten emails about it, but there's no emails. I know there's $56 coming off my account each month, but I don't know where it's going to. She said I had a $200 credit and I can use it for whatever I want, but I don't even know what to use it on. Like, I can't even log into anything because I don't have an email. I never got an email from y'all.
Okay, but it's not letting me pull it up from your first or last name or your zip. I have to ask for the last four of your card and the first six of your card.
Well, I don't have the old card number. I think the last four of the card was. Hold on, let me hold on just one second. I think I have a picture of it somewhere. Okay, are you ready?
The last
So the
four.
last four of the is the 90-90.
Okay, in the first seats of your car.
514609.
You said 514?
Yes, 514609.
Okay. Okay, now I'm pulling up something. I'm pulling up here. Okay, and can you verify the address on that account?
It's 4932 East St. Louis, Missouri, 63123.
Okay, thank you for the information. Just bear with me while my system is loading a little slow, so just bear with me. Hold on just a second, bear with me. It's still loading a little slow. So just, okay, there it goes. Okay, so you was charged $7.95 on 5/21/2022. And then you was charged $56.95 on
5/25/2022. Yep, and then I got the same charge, $56.90-something, since then.
So you got six charges. And that was the kitchen set. ST2 that you ordered.
Right. So the lady said I never ordered anything. I signed up for some kind of raffle.
Yes, you signed up for a free gift online, Jordan, at Factory Direct Savings Store, which is a membership. If you don't cancel within those 48 hours, then you will be charged the full amount. And that's why you was charged $56.95 because you joined a free. It's like a free gift, and it's like a membership fee. And it's
okay,
not.
So is it like a drawing? If you get lucky, you get a free gift, or you're supposed to get a free gift? I'm not quite understanding.
It's like a gift you did online.
I understand, but I never got a gift. You see what I'm saying? So I've been paying $56.90 something each month for nothing, for a membership that I can't get anything out of. That's what my question is.
Yeah, you cannot. Yes, ma'am. But I can cancel these for you.
You can cancel these charges for me?
Yes, because.
Yeah. Can...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm, like I said, $56, I've been charged six times now, and I have no idea for what. So I haven't gotten anything, I haven't won anything, I haven't bought anything. That's where I'm a little confused. That's over $200 charges just thrown in the trash. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So if you cancel the charges, will that come back on my account, or will I just cancel from now on?
I'm going to cancel all these account. I mean, I'm going to cancel everything on your account so you won't be charged in the future because this was a membership.
Okay. And so this $56 that I got charged 56 times, I got the lady I spoke with said I have a credit of $200 somewhere. Is that correct?
I don't see on here a two. Hold on, but I can check to make sure. Hold on just
okay.
A sec. Okay, shown here that they did cancel it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They did cancel, but I'm gonna make sure. But I'm gonna double check. I'm gonna double click it so I can make sure it's canceled. Hold on just a second. And I don't see on here where it was a... Hold on just a sec. Okay, I did cancel these charges. Just a second. But in my notes, I do not see any $200 gift. I mean, you said.
Yeah, she said about credit, and it's under customers or consumers credit or something. And I tried to find the email from that email. I never got an email, even when I supposedly signed up on May 21st or 25th. So I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I don't. Because I don't see on here that they said anything about a $200 one. They just canceled it.
Okay.
I don't see that on here.
As long as they just canceled and I won't get charged another $56, I'm just going to take the loss on it, I guess.
So you're going to take the cancel?
Do what?
You said, so you're going to take the cancel the account?
Yes, I need you to cancel that account since, I mean, like I said, I haven't gotten anything. There's nothing ever been sent to me about it. I never got an email about it. I have no idea what this is actually for.
Yeah, I canceled it for you. I canceled all of it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And is there anything else I can help you with today?
That is it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Yeah.